In the 17th and 18th century, the air was a popular genre intended for immediate consumption. Highly regarded composers such as Jean-Baptiste Lully and François Couperin wrote airs exploring the gamut of human emotions. Whether expressing unrequited love, coyness, lust, drunkenness, sorrow, or despair, the air was employed as an emotive vehicle, much like the pop song of today. The leading periodical publication of songs in France, eagerly awaited by Parisians of the time, was called Collection of Serious and Drinking Songs. Julie Pinel published her own collection of songs, New Collection of Serious and Drinking Songs, in 1737. All that we know with certainty about Pinel stems from the dedication of her collection to the Prince of Soubise. In the dedication, she says, "It has been the good fortune of my family, for more than 55 years, to be associated with your illustrious household, in which I, so to speak, received enlightenment, and that is what seems to permit me the liberty I am taking to offer you my first published work." Pinel must have come from a branch of the Pinel family of musicians, one of whom was Louis XIV's lute teacher, as well as court lute and theorbo player, one of the highest paid musicians in the service of the king. Let's listen to Julie Pinel's Cantatille, Le Printemps. I'll read you the first and last parts. The God of daylight grants us his fertile light. His return enchants our eyes. Everything on earth and on the waters laugh. Everything here seems to have been reborn. Zephyr will band together with Flora, and soon from their tender love we will see a thousand flowers blossom forth with the beautiful days. And later, sweet nightingales, sing in these groves, sing of your happiness, of which I am not at all jealous. Let your amorous songs become omens of a coming pleasure that will make me just as happy as you are. Soften my lovely inhuman one, strike her with the fire that I feel, so that she will at last take part in my pain. Redouble your heavenly notes.